奉主耶稣圣名继续来查考神国里的勇士。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the mighty men of David.
我们今天早上
of the kingdom of God.
我们今天早上提到这个神国的勇士一定是要勇敢。
And this morning we mentioned that the mighty men must be brave.
他们一定要很忠心的去体会主人的心意。
They must be very conscientious in caring about the heart of their master.
那他们当时候共同一个 目标
And they all have one goal
就是要去帮助这个王打仗
Which is to help their king to battle
所以勇士是用来打仗用的
So warriors are used in battle
勇士不是当花瓶摆在那边好看的
They are not ornaments like vases to be looked at
我们现在请看历代志上第十一章
Now let us,
12章对不起12章
Let us turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 12
历代志上十二章
First Chronicles chapter 12
请读第一节
Verse 1 Now these were the men who came to David at Ziklag while he was still a fugitive from Saul the son of Kish and they were among the mighty men helpers in the war
你看这里提到这是其实是大卫他在当王以前就有一些勇士跟随他
This is talking about before David even was, became the king, there were some mighty men who followed him.
这在洗格拉所发生的事情它详细的历史记载在撒母耳记上27章。
And the detailed history of what happened at Ziklag is mentioned in 1 Samuel chapter 27.
当时候其实大卫是落难的时候。
And this was a very low point for King David, for David.
大卫跑到非利士人的营地里面去了。
And David had actually fled to the land of the Philistines.
但是那个时候有勇士到他那里去帮助他打仗。
But at that time, the mighty men went there to help him fight.
所以你看这些人，他们跟随大卫，应该是被神的灵感动的。
And for those people to go to be to go to help David must have been moved by the Spirit of God.
因为这些人，他们当时候如果按照事实上来看，大卫是逃亡的人。
Because if you look at it from the worldly perspective, he is a fugitive. David is a fugitive.
掌权的是扫罗王。
And the one who is in power is Saul.
这些人如果是真的为了争夺权力好处，他们应该是投靠扫罗王，去帮他抓大卫啊。
If they were really looking for power, then they would have gone to Saul instead of and helped Saul to catch David.
但是他没有，他们现在反过来帮助大卫。
But they did not. Instead, they helped David.
他是。来帮助他，因为他们这些人实际上是了解大卫是神特选的、神高立的将来的王。
And the reason that they helped David is because they knew he is the future king and he would become the king.
这是为什么第十一章的第二节，他们那个时候，你看很多以色列百姓跑来跟大卫说了。
And this is why in chapter 11, verse 2, this is why many people came to David to speak to him.
因为你是神所拣选的。
That you are the one that God has chosen.
神曾经给你应许要当王了。
And God had promised you in the past that you will be the king.
哦，所以现在这些人就是要来帮助他真的建立这个国度的。
And now these people are there to help him to establish his kingdom.
那要帮助他建立国度，你一件事不能少的是一定要经过打仗。
And one thing that you cannot lack to establish a kingdom is you must go to war.
所以他们这些人都有一个共同目标，要来帮助大卫建立这个国度。
And they all have one goal, which is to help to build up his kingdom.
我们现在看第十一章的第十节。
Now let's look at chapter 11, verse 10.
第十一章第十节。
Chapter 11, verse 10. Now these were the heads of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, with all Israel to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel.
你看到这里特别记载说这些人呢、啊？他们都是来帮助奋勇来帮助大卫得国就得到他的国度建立真的是得到这个王位来管理百姓
And here the people they were here to strengthen to help David to make him king
然后是照着神吩咐以色列人的话
Which is according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel
也就是说这就是神的旨意
Which means that this is the will of God
他们当时候这些勇士来帮助大卫其实是敬畏神然后出于神的感动要建立神应许的国
So the reason why the people came was because they revered God and they wanted to help David to establish what was according to God's will
那这个就是 这个勇士，大卫这个神国勇士里面所做的事情，建立神的国度。
So the, by the actions of the mighty men, they established the kingdom of God.
他们共同的目标就是要拥护大卫当王的。
And this was their all of their goals is to make David king.
我们比如说，请看第十二章的第三十八节。
Let us look at chapter 12, verse 38. All these men of war who could keep ranks came to Hebron with a loyal heart to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest of Israel were of one mind to make David king.
你看到这里就是同心。
Here they were of one mind.
这些勇士们呢，他们也有共同的心愿呢。
They had one same goal.
他们现在要帮助大卫建立他的国度啊。
Now they're going to help David to establish his kingdom.
他们是照神的吩咐的。
This is by the command of God.
他们现在每个人都诚心的来立大卫做以色列的王。
Now they came with a loyal heart.
然后呢，众人都一心的要立他做王呢。
And they were all of one mind in establishing him as king.
所以虽然有那么多勇士，但是他们都同一个心志。
Although there were so many mighty men, they all had one goal.
他们在那里哈，真的是像一个大家庭，共同在服侍这个王。
They were like one big family with one goal of serving this king.
但是大卫本身又不是那个像统治者高高在上说，来你们都是我的仆人，他也不是这种心态。
But David did not put himself high above them and to command them to do this or that.
你看第二十九节啊，三十九节，请读。
Let's read verse 39. And they were there with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them.
我们就看到，你看当时候这些勇士跟大卫他们一同吃喝啊。
We see that David and his mighty men were eating together, that they were very close.
所以当时候你看这些勇士们呢，诚心一心的，然后跟大卫一起合作，真的是这个关系很融洽，然后为了这个国在努力，共同努力的。
We see the relationship between David and the mighty men, that they all had a loyal heart and they were of one mind to all strive to this one goal of establishing the kingdom.
他们当时候没有人有所谓的野心，说他要建立他自己的势力。
There was not any person who had their own separate ambition to fulfill their own career goal.
如果我们读十二章，我们会发现它记载了很多种不同的人。
And if we read chapter 12, we can see it records many different types of people.
其实这些人呢，他们都真的很厉害，都。我们按照我们现在说，在社会上都是有两把刷子的人。
And these people were all very capable. They were extremely well-rounded and talented.
你说，打仗的技巧来说嘛，哎，这些人真的有的，他的描述比大卫还厉害呢。
And in terms of battles, they were very skilled. Some of them were even more skilled in battle than David.
那去管理百姓、管理人的这件事情，有的人真的有人他说管理一千人，就是对他们来说这种。跟大卫这个事情简单啊，很小的事情。
In terms of management, some of them managed 1,000 men, so for them this was a very simple thing.
也就是说，他们其实每个人都身怀绝技的，都武功高强，就是都很厉害了。
So all of them were very very capable.
比如说你看一节哈，看第十二章。
Let us look at chapter 12.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，十二章第八节。
Verse 8, chapter 12, verse 8. Some Gadites joined David at the stronghold in the wilderness, mighty men of valor, men trained for battle, who could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions and were as swift as gazelles on the mountains.
你看他这一节描述的就比大卫厉害了，不是吗？
If we read the description here, we can see that they were, in terms of battle, were greater than David.
但是这些人是来投靠他的，来投奔大卫呢。
But they were willing to be under David.
他们像他们能够拿盾牌、枪跟那个战士，他们能拿盾牌跟枪，就是说他们能攻能守的。
They were able to handle both shield and spear, which means that they were both able to do the offensive as well as defensive.
哦，那他们又是面貌像狮子，就是说他们很威严，就是说那个样子哈，就是你看起来，你看到狮子你就怕了三分哈，所以他的那个形象。就很有架势。
And their faces were like the faces of lions, which means that when you see them, that they have a very, very dignified, or very solemn, and just seeing them, it would make you afraid.
你看，有人天生就是有那种架势啊，当领导人的架势。
And some people are just born with this type of personality.
那像狮子表示说，这个人是很威严的，很看起来就是让人惧怕三分的。
And so their faces looked like lions, meaning that they had authority, and this caused people to fear them just by looking at them.
同时又快跑如山上的鹿呢?
But at the same time, they were as swift as gazelles on the mountains.
就是动作非常敏捷。
Which is that they were very nimble.
所以这些人他们真的是都是有很多的才干。
And so these were very talented men.
啊，比如说再看第十四节。
And let's also look at verse 14. These were from the sons of Gad, captains of the army. At the least was over 100, and the greatest was over 1,000.
你看这些人都是做统帅的人才啊。
And so all of these were able.
统帅就是当 commander 的。
Oh, they were all commanders.
但是他们现在就甘愿来听大卫的话。
But now they came willingly to listen to David.
那这个就是你看他们虽然个人都有很有才干，很有能力，但是他们就是又是一心一意的同心的要来帮助大卫建立他的国度。
Though they were all individually very skilled, they came together with one heart to establish the kingdom for David.
这当中有一个关键。
There was one caveat.
就是这些勇士们，他们其实都是在神的感动底下在做事的。
The key to all of this was that they were all done under the movement of the Spirit.
因为他们知道说神的旨意，所以他们照神吩咐以色列人的话，他们现在共同要拥护大卫。
And now they knew the word of God, and now according to the word of God, they were helping David.
那他们看大卫，他们也在观察这个人到底是不是真的神要用的王呢？
And also, when they followed David, they also were observing to see if this was really the king that God would use.
所以，其实同时他们在也在看大卫，他是怎么样跟敬畏神，怎么样去执行神的旨意哦。
Their eyes were also on David to see how he would obey God and follow, carry out God's commands.
我们现在如果看第十二章哈。
And now let us look in chapter 12.
第十二章，如果我们看第十八节哈。
Let us look at verse 18. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai.Chief of the captains, and he said, "We are yours, O David. We are on your side, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to your helpers, for your God helps you."
好，这一段话很特别，这个是这些勇士们对大卫所说的话。
This is a very unique statement spoken by the mighty men to David.
他说：“大卫，我们是归你的了，我们现在是来为你效劳的。”
He said, "We are yours, O David."
我们是来帮助你的。
We are here to help you.
我们不是来跟你抢权力的。
We're not here to fight for the authority from you.
所以我们愿你平安，愿你平平安。
So we wish peace to you.
愿帮助你的也都平安。
And we wish that all those who help you can have peace.
为什么
？Why?
因为你的神帮助你。
Because your God helps you.
所以他们看到大卫真的是蒙神祝福，是神所帮助、神所要立的人。
So they could see that David was receiving the blessings of God and would be used by God.
所以他们知道神的应许，神以前透过撒母耳先生所讲过的话。
And through the words of Prophet Samuel.
他们现在看到大卫这个人他的表现。
Now they were seeing the behavior or the actions of David.
他们真的心甘情愿的要来帮助他打仗。来建立这个国度了。
Now they were willing to submit themselves to help him fight his battle.
那所以这些勇士呢，他们的名字就一一被列下，被留下来了。
And all of the mighty men's names were individually recorded.
那他们这些人来帮助他的哈。
And those who were that came to help.
他们还做一件很重要的事情。
They also did something very important.
如果我们看第十二章的二十一节。
If we look at chapter 12, verse 21,
21节
verse 21, and they helped David against the bands of raiders, for they were all mighty men of valor, and they were captains in the army.
22节
22, for at that time they came to David day by day to help him, until it was a great army, like the army of God.
你看他这里特别提到说，这些人是来帮助大卫攻击擒贼的，就是说，他们是来，是来 defense, 来防御哈、哦、这些。强盗啦、啊，盗贼来破坏那个国。
And they helped to defend David against the bands of raiders who were going to sabotage his cause.
我们就看到说，你看这个国度里面的这些勇士，有人是出去打仗的。
And we see that in this kingdom there are some who go out to battle.
有人是在他的营地里面去防卫这些盗贼来入侵的。
And some of them
防守的。
Stay behind to protect what they have from the raiders.
我们就看到这个勇士他们做不同的工作，扮演不同的角色。
We see that the mighty men play different roles.
但是不管他是攻的还是守的都没关系，圣经都跟他说他们都是大能的勇士。
And whether or not they were the ones going out to fight or the ones protecting at home, either way, they were all mighty men.
他们都是神的灵感动来的。
They all came by the movement of the Spirit.
是，你看神天天的把这些帮助者加给大卫。
And day by day, God added to this army.
然后呢，他们成了大军呢，如同神的军队一样。
Until it became a great army, like the army of God.
所以你看，如果一个人大能勇士，只是单独一个而已啊。
If it is a mighty warrior there, you see just one person by himself.
但是当这个勇士一个一个站起来，变成一个军队的时候，那个他的力量就不一样。
But once they come together one by one, their strength altogether is very different.
所以我们看到大卫这个国度的兴旺，是因为他这里面组成了这一队神的军队。
And so the prosperity of David's kingdom came from this group of mighty men.
因为我们今天在教会里面，我们新选出了负责人。
And today we just elected new council members.
我们这些负责人都是要来建立神的国度的。
And all of these council members are to establish the kingdom of God.
都是要来打仗的。
They're to battle.
都需要真的诚心的一心要来拥护耶稣基督的这个国。
They are to come out with one loyal heart, and one mind for the kingdom of God.
我们要扮演不同的角色去宣道做牧养。
They have to play different roles to evangelize and to pastor.
不管我们做什么，我们都要成为神的勇士。
But no matter what, they're all seen as a mighty men.
我们要把它组成神的军队。
And no matter what, we will be joined together as a great army.
军队，如果我们用军队的角色的想法去看它
，If we look at it from the perspective of an army,
我们说好，你看到现在国家的军队哦，有陆海空，还有海军陆战队哦，不同的军种啊。
Today's army, there's many different parts. There's a navy, there's an air force.
Marines.、
Oh.
那你看，我们想到哦，打仗的军人，那应该是上前线去打仗那些人嘛，哈。
And you think about the army, you think about the people in the front lines.
其实军队真的后面有好多好多人，绝大部分人是我们看不到的，在后面支援这个整个作战部队的那些人。
But behind are many, many other people that you do not see supporting those in the front.
所以一个军队，它有要很多人去支援它的。
So an army requires many people to support it.
所以基本上社会上的每一项工作军队里面都有。
And every job that you find in society, that role is needed within the army as well.
真的军队有很多种不同的任务是我们看不到的。
There's many jobs within the army that we don't see.
那但是有这些人这个军队才会强。如果没有这些人军队就不堪一击。
But it is because of those people that the army can be strong. Without those people, then the army would not be sustainable.
所以我们说神的国的军队是包括我们众弟兄姐妹每一个人的。
So the army of God includes every one of us, of us brothers and sisters.
那现在被选出来的这些负责人是来做这个服务的，是要负责任的。
And those who are newly elected are here to play a role, to carry a responsibility.
所以我们现在要组成神的军队来。
And today we want to make up this army.
要真的来为这个神国打属灵的美好的仗。
In order to fight a beautiful battle for the Lord.
那我们现在从这两章哦，这个勇士篇里面来看看，有些我们真的要服务做神的工作的时候，我们应该要注意的。
And from these two chapters about the mighty men, we can learn a few things that we need to be aware of when we're doing the work of God.
我们真的可以来增进我们的属灵的装备。
We need to equip ourselves spiritually.
首先我们看一个，看这一节圣经。
And first, let us turn to a verse.
请看第十二章，第十二章的第第十二章哈。第三十八节再读一次。
Chapter 12, verse 38. All these men of war who could keep ranks came to Hebron with a loyal heart to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest of Israel were of one mind to make David king.
一开始是说这些都是能守行伍的战士。
And first description is that these are all men who could keep ranks.
读三十三节。
Verse 33. Of Zebulun, there were 50,000 who went out to battle, expert in war with all weapons of war, stout-hearted men who could keep ranks.
你看这里这两节圣经提到一个重点，就是他们都是能够行伍整齐的啊。
And within these two verses, 33 and 38, we see something very important, that all these people could keep ranks.
也就是说，他们是可以听命令守规矩的。
That means that they are able to listen to commands and to keep rules.
那个这个指挥官下一道命令，他们就一起做。
And as when a command is given, then they do it, they carry it out together.
那所以这一群神的军队哦，他们就很有规律。很有秩序就很有力量了。
And because the army is very orderly and very organized, then there's power, strength behind it.
那所以这个勇士一定要是可以互相帮助的。
And so these mighty men need to be able to help one another.
他们都是可以听命令的。
They have to be able to listen to commands.
神的命令说什么，他们就做什么。
When God commands them, then they need to do as, do accordingly.
军队最主要的，最关键的精神就是顺服。
The most important thing about a soldier is that they need to be able to listen to commands and be submissive.
军队里面是可以有很多的大能的勇士。
There can be many mighty warriors within.
但是如果没有顺服这个美德，这个军队就没有力量。
But if they do not have the beautiful trait of submission, then this army will not.
所以这个神国的勇士们，他们都是能守行伍，就是他们真的是很有纪律。
So all of these mighty men could keep ranks, and they were very organized.
那所以只要指挥官下命令，他们就去做，去执行。
As soon as a command went out, then they just carried it out.
不管是攻击、防守，他们都可以做。
Whether it is to defend or to attack, they could do both.
那接下来呢？他们一定是可以互相帮助。
And next, they could help one another.
也就是说，他们是一个 team， 他们是一体的。
They were a team. They're one body.
那这个一体就是说，有时候这个勇士他在面对一个任务的时候，他可能会做不好，他可能会没办法执行的完全。
That means, that when something is being carried out and a person cannot carry it out that well.
那这时候怎么办？其他人就要帮助他。
At that time, the others need to help that person.
我们现在看第十九章。
Now let us look at chapter 19.
来看这一个特质。
Let us look at this characteristic.
十九章的第十二节。
Chapter 19, verse 12.
我们应该是读第十节开始，因为这是一个段落。
We'll start from verse 10 because this section goes together. When Joab saw that the battle line was set against him before and behind, he chose some of the choice men of Israel and put them in battle array against the Syrians. 11. And the rest of the people he put under the command of Abishai, his brother, and they set themselves in battle array against the people of Ammon. 12. Then he said, If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the people of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will help you. 13. Be of good courage, and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do what is good in his sight. 14. So Joab and the people who were with him drew near for the battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him.
你看这一段，是约押跟他的兄弟亚比塞两个人各带领精兵要出去打仗。
In this section, we see that Joab and his brother Abishai both took a group of men out for battle.
约押他虽然这么厉害，当元帅，可是他并没有列在大卫的勇士录里面哦。
Even though Joab was such a, he was a great commander, he was not listed among the mighty men.
那个在撒母耳记下第二十三章特别交代为什么约押他没有被放在勇士名单里。
And in 2 Samuel, it mentions why Joab was not listed under the mighty men.
因为他没有办法完全顺服大卫。
It is because he was not able to be completely submissive to David.
所以他虽然很厉害，但是他就是不在勇士当中。
So therefore, although he was very, very talented, he was not among the mighty men.
但是亚比塞就是勇士之一了。
But Abishai was listed among the mighty men.
你看这一次他们是要去跟亚兰打仗。
This time they were going to fight against Ammon.
是亚门人跟亚兰军两个国家联军的。
And the Syrians and the Ammon had allied together.
现在主要是亚兰军，因为亚兰军比较强。
And because Syria is very strong, they are the stronger ones.
那个亚门人是请那个亚兰，亚门是请亚兰来帮助了哈。
And Ammon, Syria
是亚门。
Ammon had asked Syria to help them.
那所以亚兰大军就进来要帮助啊，攻击。
And this is why Ammon came to support Syria.
现在大卫派约押跟亚比塞两个人出去应战。
And now Abishai and Joab are leading two groups out to fight them.
好。约押带着精兵是面对亚兰军，这个比较厉害的那一边。
And Joab took the took his group to face Ammon,
Assyria. 那弟弟亚比塞呢，带着另外一批人，面对的是亚门的军队。
And Abishai took a group of people to fight Ammon.
但是现在约押跟亚比塞说了哈，第十二节说，亚然人若强过我，我就来帮助你啊，你就来帮助我。那如果亚门人赢过你，那我就去帮助你。
And then in verse 12 he says, if the Syrians are too strong for you, then you shall help me. And if the people of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will help you.
所以就是在征战的时候要注意看哪一，如果你那边抵抗不住了，赢不了了，那我就赶快过去帮助你，一定不能让你输了啦。
In battle, you have to observe very carefully to see which side is having a harder time, and if the other side is losing, then you need to go over immediately and support them.
13节说我们都要刚强。
And 13 says that we need to have good courage.
要为本国的民和神的诚意做大丈夫。
And we need to be strong for our people and for the cities of our God.
然后他说愿神凭他的意志而行。
And may the Lord do what is good in his sight.
就是照神的旨意，我们不管怎么样一定要刚强，要为我们神国的这个百姓征战，奋勇征战。
According to God's will, we must go to battle for the sake of the kingdom.
所以不用害怕，要刚强起来。
So do not be afraid. We need to have courage.
那他们这样子就是真的是互相帮助了。
And in this way, they are helping one another.
他们已经决定了，不管怎么样，今天这一场战争一定要打赢就对了啦。
And they have already decided that no matter what, we must be victorious today.
因为他们现在互背受敌啊，两边有两国的军队要来打他们呢。
Because now they have two different troops, two different countries coming to fight against them.
他们只要一边输了，他们就全盘输了。
If one side loses, then the whole battle will be lost.
所以他们一定要两边互相支援，然后抵抗这个两边的军队啊，敌方两边。
So both sides need to support each other and to fight against their fronts.
他们讲好之后，第十四节，约押就带着他这边的人出去攻打亚兰人了。
And verse 14, then Joab took his group of people and took them to battle against the Syrians.
那第十四节，他们基本上都还没有出去打，还没打到，还没有真的上战场打。
And 14, we see that they actually did not actually start to fight.
就只是摆好队伍，就是要跟他们开始对抗而已。
They only lined up for battle in preparation to fight them.
圣经说，亚兰人就在约押面前就逃跑了。
And then the Bible says that the Syrians fled before them.
都还没有打，敌人就想说不用打了，输了先走。
And even though they had not even started to fight yet, but the enemy could tell that they were lose, so they just fled.
那亚兰人一逃走，亚蛮人也跟着逃了。
And once the Syrians fled, then the people of Ammon also fled.
所以真的，他们就你看，真的仗都还没打，他们就得胜了。
And even without fighting the battle, they already won.
我们就看到这么奇妙。
We see what a miracle.
是因为他们本身已经准备好要互相帮助。
It is because they were already prepared to help one another.
他们这样的一个心智，你看得到神的同在。
And because of this determination, then God was with them.
神的帮助，他们不战而胜。
And because God helped them, then they were victorious.
我们就看到，其实这个是真的是神的应许。
And we see that this is the promise of God.
他们现在是神的军队，就是互相支援的。
That this army is one that supports one another.
就好像我们今天在做神的工作，也是不同股的负责人，是互相支援的。
Just like today, in different roles in the council, we support one another.
所以教会的工作没有说这是我的范围，这是我的部分，你不要跟我碰，你不要跟我碰。
And so in church, there's not a certain area of church work that you say that this is mine, don't touch it.
教会的工作是全部人都一起参与。
In church work, everybody joins in together.
所以我不完全的其他人来支援我。
And the parts where it is not done very completely, then other people can come to support.
其他负责人做的还不完全的，我们去帮助他把它做好。
And other areas that are not as perfect, then we go and help them.
如果我们能够像勇士们他们所留下这个榜样来做神的工作。
If we're able to follow the example set by the mighty men,
神就帮助我们打胜仗了。
Then God will help us to fight a victorious battle.
教会的工作很容易就推动了。
Then the work of the church will be very successful.
那个魔鬼还没有，他看到我们这样同心的时候，他就跑了。
And once the when Satan sees how united our army is, then he will flee.
但是如果我们没有互相帮助
，But if we do not help one another,
我们本身就觉得说这是我的区域，我的范围，你不要碰我的。
If we think this is my area, don't touch it.
这个时候其实已经失去了同心这个特质。
At this time, we've already lost the character or the trait of unity.
当然魔鬼就来攻击了。
And of course, Satan will come to attack.
如果没有神帮助，你再怎么厉害都。胜不了，打不了胜仗。
And if when God, if God is not with us, no matter how talented you are, you will not win the battle.
所以我们就看到这个神国里面，它道理就是这么样清楚。
So do we see how clear it is, within the kingdom of God?
所以这个就是神今天他教导我们的道理。
This is the teaching that He has given us.
我们需要成为勇士。
That we need to become a mighty man.
这个勇士一定是互相帮助。
And to help one another.
一定是同心的。
And they will always be united.
然后呢，我们要看。这些勇士呢，他们其实当时候还有一个很重要的特质，第三十二节。
In verse 32, there was also another characteristic.
请读十二章的三十二节。
In First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, of the children of Issachar who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command.
你看这里特别说哈。这是在以撒迦支派，他们说这些人都是通达实务的，知道以色列人所当行的。
Here it describes that the children of Issachar had the understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do.
所以就是他知道这个时间什么时候要做什么事才会有效。
They knew what to do at what time in order to be effective.
这个就是神从神来的智慧。
And this is a wisdom that comes from God.
这是透过祷告来的。
And this comes through prayer.
你看我们每一个人。都会有自己的智慧判断说啊，这个什么时候应该做什么事情。
All of us have our own judgment and our own thinking of when to do things.
但是有时候不见得是我们的意识，我们的心意是符合神的心意哦。
But not at all times are our thoughts according to what is God's will.
所以这里特别提到哈，是通达实务的，就是知道那个 timing 那个时间要怎么掌握。
So here the children of Israel who had they had understanding of the times, they understood the right timing.
啊，知道什么事情是所当行的。
And they knew what should be done.
所以他们知道在对的时间做神要做的事。
And they knew at what exact time to do the things that were pleasing to God.
今天一件好事，如果在做的时间点错了，就变成不好的事。
Today, if you do something good, but you do it at the wrong time, then it becomes doing something at the wrong time.
但是这个勇士们，他们在这里强调这个特质就是。他们都知道怎么掌握这个时间，让这个事情最有效率。
But they knew how to grasp hold of the correct time so that what the action that they did was carried out most effectively.
他们这样做之后呢，接下去就是他们的族弟兄都会听从他们的命令。
And when it continues on, it says that all their brethren were at their command.
所以这个给我们在教会里面服侍人一个很重要的提醒。
And this is a good reminder to all of us who serve.
我们今天作为一个负责人，我们需要在这样一个